The Carson City Chamber of Commerce monthly luncheon yesterday was billed as a routine speaking engagement. But for Republican Senator Dean Heller and 2nd District Congressman Mark Amadei, the event turned into a 45-minute grilling from angry voters.
Hey, this is my time. This is my time.
Roughly 100 people paid to hear from the lawmakers about efforts to pass business-friendly legislation. However, when Heller told the crowd he wanted to reform a 2010 banking reform law, about 20 or so people in the crowd began jeering the Republican.
We'll have tax reform, and we will lower the tax burden that we have on corporations and small businesses, and also for individuals. Everybody will get tax reforms. And then, on top of that, we'll go over to the banking committee, and then we'll change Dodd-Frank.
Across the country, congressional Republicans have been facing similarly hostile crowds, and yesterday's event was no exception. Many of the protesters hammered Heller and Amadei for details about everything from their support of the Trump administration to immigration policy. But most, like 42-year-old Laura Freed of Reno, wanted to know when the two Republicans would hold a public town hall meeting in the district.
Your constituents want to talk to you, and you're fun to talk to. You like to parry. Would you guys commit to having a public town hall rather than, a chamber of commerce on?
Representative Amadei agreed to the request. He even held a few across northern Nevada in the last few months. Senator Heller, however, was nonplussed by the idea. He instead told the gathering about his commitment to holding town hall meetings over the phone. Yet when pressed, he half-heartedly agreed to speak with voters, but with some conditions.
I'll tell you what, I'll do a town hall meeting if you promise one thing, is that you won't applaud. No applaud, all right? And I'll tell you what, no booing either. Just no applauding, no booing, and we will have a one-on-one dialogue. Is that fair?
But not everyone at the event was pleased the luncheon turned into such a ruckus affair. Some of the attendees called the protesters rude, while others told them to be quiet or to shut up. Several declined to comment further.
Hey, I want to know if Dean's going to support Amity's bill to turn all of our federal lands into private oil wells.
Outside the private event, the lawmakers received yet another chilly reception. Hundreds of protesters who were unable to purchase a ticket lined the sidewalks. Some yelled, others held signs. Retired geologist John Hartley of Dayton held a sign that said, "Where in the world is Dean Heller?"
I think they need to get out here and visit with their constituency, and they would see that there's a real movement going on now, and they need to provide leadership and be with the movement, and or else they're going to get swamped by it.
In total, the impromptu town hall meeting lasted 45 minutes before chamber officials ended the event. Speaking to reporters, Representative Amadei says he wasn't surprised by the anger.
It was like, listen, this is part of the process. I think we got some glimmers of people's thoughts on some of the issues and stuff like that. Some of it is, hey, they just disagree. And it's like, listen, that's also one of the choices. So, I mean, that's kind of the process, and you saw it at work today.
Senator Heller did stick around after the luncheon to speak with some voters and supporters, but when approached by members of the media, the senator refused to answer any questions and darted out through a side door. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.